From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Colombian government has discovered that its military is infiltrated by drug traffickers and rebels. For years, the United States has bankrolled Colombia in its fight against drug cartels and Marxists. That's made Colombia's military among the largest and best trained in Latin America. Now the military is conducting an unprecedented house cleaning, and it's found that cocaine traffickers and guerrillas have been buying classified information from senior military figures to avoid capture. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Bogota.
The findings by the Ministry of Defense were startling. A Navy rear admiral allegedly passed on the positioning of patrol vessels and airplanes in the Caribbean to drug traffickers. A team of Army colonels and majors provided classified information about anti-drug operations to the powerful Norte del Valle cartel. The country's largest rebel group, the FARC, was found to have had details about operations against its commanders. Alvaro Sierra is an expert on Colombia's conflict and editorial page editor of El Tiempo. The Bogota newspaper has raised alarms about the penetration into the deepest reaches of the armed forces.
This is by far the most serious case of infiltration we have had in Colombia, especially because it deals not only with the drug lords trying to infiltrate the army, but the fact that the FARC has been able to do the same, and it has been done for years. What they discover goes back to 92, 93. That makes the case even more serious.
The revelations by the Defense Ministry have cost a number of senior military officials their jobs. So far, prosecutors have charged two Army lieutenant colonels, and four majors with conspiracy and other crimes. Two generals were also forced out, and the Navy has sacked Vice Admiral Gabriel Arango and is investigating him and about 10 other active-duty naval officers. This is not the first time the Colombian military has been infiltrated, or that officers have been paid off. Indeed, American embassy officials have even been tied to trafficking in the past. But officials say it may be the most extensive case ever in the armed forces, reaching high-ranking officials in two branches. Andrés Peñate was, until this month, chief of the country's intelligence service.
Because of the nature of the fight that we have in Colombia, and because of the nature of the enemies of the Colombian people and the Colombian institutions, which are organizations that get lots of money out of narcotrafficking, the issue of infiltration and penetration against the organization who fight them is always going to be a real threat.
Still, Peñate and other officials stress that what's new here is that the high command made the scandal public and has aggressively been investigating. Juan Manuel Santos is Colombia's Minister of Defense.
What I think is important to underline is the fact that all these cases were initiated by internal counterintelligence or internal investigations. It's a demonstration that the policy of house cleaning is working.
Adam Isaacson tracks Colombia's military for the Center for International Policy in Washington. He commends the military for making the scandal public, but he says it's still a black eye that will bolster those in the American Congress who want to cut funding for the Colombian military.
The Colombian government and the United States, which aids the Colombian government, has to have confidence in the security forces that it's aiding, especially in the really strategic areas of the country, areas that are really important for the drug war, important for the effort against the guerrillas. You have to be able to know who you're working with, and these scandals really shake that trust and that confidence to its foundations.
The case that's attracted the most attention here, and which has involved the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, revolves around Rear Admiral Arango. Investigators believe he supplied traffickers with the positions of warships from four countries, the U.S., Britain, the Netherlands, and Colombia. Military investigators say they've been particularly worried about the allegations because they say the Colombian Navy doesn't have information about the positioning of American warships. They wonder if there was a breach in American security. A spokesman for the U.S. military in Latin America said officials there could not speculate where traffickers might have gotten the information. But he said there's no reason to believe security measures had been compromised. In Colombia, the revelations have left officials wondering if there are more moles to unearth. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Bogota, Colombia.